from Sweden's friends, this year should be a special schus for Avi Mori and Imi Morati Sheyichyu, and for the entire world, Shani Vasha B'Tshuas Olamim. We're going to base this on the Torah of Moreno, Gaon Rosh HaYeshiva, Rav Chaim Shmuel Levitz Zatzal. And it's been a little while since we learned this Torah, and I'm very excited to get back into it. Siyata Dishmaya. The Rambam, in the 20th parak of Hilchos Ma'aviv Aloy V'Halacha Beis, writes, Amar lo halove, zakei b'chefetz ze l'ploni. The love says to somebody, I want you to acquire this object for ploni, the malve, the piron hachov, that this will be the payment for the debt that I had incurred. Zachaloi. So that's it. It's he was zoch on behalf of the malva. None of the other creditors, none of the other people who are owed money, can collect from this metaltel and from this chayfetz. He said, take this chayfetz, this object, for ploni the malva b'piperon achov. So none of the other balei chov can come and collect this object. Shekvar zocha behen acher. Because this other person was already zoche, and it's too late. Magid Mishnah says the Rai of the Rambam is from what he writes in Perek Tezayin, Halacha Beis, Amar Ruven Levi Holech L'Shimon Monezesh, and Ichayev Loim Baruven Lachzer Einu Choizer. That if Ruven says to Levi, bring Shimon this money that I owe him, and then Ruvain, after he gives it to Levi, wants to change his mind, he can't. And this is the din of Rav, Yudalad Amad Aleph and Gittin, that the person who receives it, the malveh is chayv b'achrayus, he's responsible for it until it cuts in the hands of the loive, but in balachzer ain't no chozer, he has no option to retract. So we see from here, Ruvain said to Levi, take this money for Shimon that I owe him. Ruvain has no option changing his mind. Alma zochaloi. So we see that he was taka zoche on behalf of Shimon, and Reuven can't change his mind. And since he cannot change his mind, he cannot retract. Reuven can no longer retract. Vada ein shar balei chov yicholim ligvos mimenu. Definitely, all the other balei chov also can't collect. So that's the source of the halacha here in the Rambam. That if the loiva says to a person to be mizaka in this chayfetz on behalf of the malveh, he's mizaka for him. And none of the balei chovos can collect from these metaltelin because it was already acquired by on behalf of the malveh. So that's the Magid Mishnah's explanation of this halacha in the Rambam in the 20th parak of Malveh V'Loi V'Halacha Beis. Frekt Lechem Mishnah. How does he know there we are talking about Chov La'Acherim? When Reuven says to Levi, give this to Shimon, Reuven can't change his mind. So, Zachalo. And if Zachalo, the other Balei Chov, can't collect from it, Frekelecha Mishnah, how do you know he's talking about Chav La'Acherim? Maybe it's not disadvantaging anybody else. Maybe there is no Chav La'Acherim. Maybe there is nobody else involved. There are no other creditors. There's nobody else owed money. And therefore he's Kone. Therefore, Levi is Kone. But if there were other people involved, then he wouldn't be Kone. And if that's true, then how can you say here, Perek Chaf Halacha Beis, that if the Lova says, Zakei b'chefetz ze'la ploni, take this object on behalf of ploni, Zachalo, and ein echad mi'balei chov yucholim ligvos me'la metaltin shekizvaku zecha b'em acher, mechitesi, who says that none of the other balei chov can take it? The only source we have is that from the Gemara, is that if Reuven gives it to Levi on behalf of Shimon, Reuven owes Shimon, so he gives it to Levi on behalf of Shimon. Reuven can change his mind, because Levi was already Zoch on behalf of Shimon. But there, who says we're talking about, were there other Baalei Chov involved? Maybe if there are other people involved who are owed money, and this will disadvantage them, maybe they can take it. Maybe they can take it. The Lova owes them also, so maybe they can take it. So Lechemish is not convinced by this assertion of the Magid Mishnah. The Rambam's source for this halacha is the Gemara and the Yafir al-Yadalit Amr Aleph, and the halacha and Tesayin halacha Beis, that the Reuven, the Loive, can't change his mind after giving it to Levi on behalf of Shimon, because this is we're talking about whether there are other people involved. Lechora, we could say Bipshitus, that the Magid Mishnah was Machriach. The Magid Mishnah felt that it was compelling to say that we're talking about Chov La'acherim. That Gemara from Vanin, where, how do we know? Because we see in the Gemara that the reason Hoylich Mona Leploini Shani Chayev Lo in Balachzer Eino Choyzer is because Hoylich Kizchidami, if he says bring this to Ploni that I owe him, if he wants to change his mind, he can't change his mind. Why not? Because Hoylech Kizchi, because take this, bring this, is like saying acquire this. Hoylech Kizchi. But if Hoylech is alav Kizchi, if we would assert that take this, bring this, does not have the same status as Zchi, as actually telling him to acquire it, then the Zechiah wouldn't be effective. Ayin Sham, the Gemara. Now, even if Holech is Lav Kizchi, and the Loive isn't Mizake, this person, nevertheless, let this person acquire on behalf of the Baal Chov, Midin Afshe, on his own. Kidin, Tofes LeBaal Chov, B'mokum Shechov LaAcherim. We have a rule that somebody is allowed to be tofes, to take forcibly on behalf of the Baal Chov, on behalf of the person owed money, if nobody else is being disadvantaged. So why do you need to, why does the Gemara say that if Holech is Lav Kizchi, the Loive isn't Zoche, the Lova isn't Mizakadis on behalf of the Malve, because he only said Holech and Holech is Lav Kizachi? No. It should still be a schus for the Malve. It should still be acquired to the Malve. Why? Because even if you hold Holech is Lav Kizachi, the person taking this object can be Zoche for the Baalei Chov on his own. Tof is Lebaal Chov. B'makom Sheino Chov La'acherim. Everything is cool. So why don't we say that? What's shot in the Gemara? So, Darf Zogin, we have to say, as they say in Portuguese, from this is Mukhruch, that we're talking about a case where he's Chav La'acherim. So mitzad Zechiyas HaZoicha Lo Mahani. Mitzad Zechiyas HaZoicha, the Zoicha can't acquire it on behalf of the Malve. Why? Because it's Tepes Laval Chav, Mokum Shechav La'acherim, taken for a Baal Chov where other people are disadvantaged. The loy kana. It's not kana. And it's only, like the Gemara says, because of the zikui, because the lova was mizakehem, that's why it's mahani. And therefore, it's talui in holech kizachi. So you see that this Gemara must be talking about, we're logically compelled to conclude that this Gemara must be talking about a case where there are other people involved, where there are other people who are owed money, there are other creditors. And if that's the case, and the Gemara says, Taka, that this person, this middleman, is zocha on behalf of the malveh. So that would mean that even though there are other people involved, they can't take it. Right? For the Lechem Mishnah said, how do we know that other people are involved? Maybe there's nobody else involved. The other people involved, they could take it. But now we're machuyechet, we prove from the Gemara that it must be that there are other people involved. Otherwise, even if Halech Lev Kizachi, this middleman could acquire this object on behalf of the Malveh. Or this money on behalf of the Malveh. So it must be talking about where there are other people involved, there are other Bali Chov. And yet it still says that this middleman is Zocha on behalf of the Malveh. So from that the Rambam says, look, there are other people involved, he's Zocha on behalf of the Malveh. And that means that the other Bali Chov can't touch it because it's Zocha b'macher. And Lesa Lekushias Lecha Mishnah, Lekasha Lecha Mishnah has been resolved. How do you know we're talking there about where there are other people involved? Maybe it's just there's just one Baal Chov. The answer is no. If there were just one Baal Chov, then even if Holech Lavik is Zechi, the middleman could be Zoche. The Gemara says it's only because Holech is Zechi. So it must be that other people are involved, and yet it still says the middleman is Zoche. So therefore the Rambam says, if the Lova said to somebody, acquire this object for Ploni the Malveh b'Pironachov to pay up my debt, Zochalo. Ve'einechad mi balei chov yichol nukvot smeilam atal tshikzorak zocha b'macher. Nobody else can touch it. He was Zocha, this middleman was Zocha on behalf of the Malveh. Nobody else can touch it because somebody else was already Zocha. Somebody else already acquired it. So you have that the Rambam's din is mefurish in the Gemara. Okay, so the Ikar Kasha we asked about the even if Holech is Lav Kizachi, what about Toifes Lebal Chov Makom Sheino Chov LaAcherim? Why don't we say that he is Zochim Holech Lav Kizachi? That was already discussed by the Rishonim. Ayin Shamashatir Tzu Akoponim. We have Baruch Hashem, a nice understanding of the Halach and the Rambam. And there is loads more to say. And Mirtz Hashem, the next year, God should give us life and hope and simcha and financial means and the ritzonos, sheifas, that we should be zochet to continue. L'ilmodu l'lamed l'shmar b'las l'kaimus kol divrei salmat harasa b'yahavo. Amen v'yamein. Shalom, shalom, sweetest and most beloved.